Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter, my co-host and friend, and Andrew McCarthy, our colleague, on matters that Andy's written about or not. And this one is a puzzler. I think I just noted, Andy and Thaddeus, there is a story, very difficult to nail down, that documents pertaining to the Israeli counterstrike against Iran, this has to do with the ballistic missile attack of some weeks before, those documents from the Pentagon were leaked in some fashion by someone. The FBI is said to now be investigating the leak. I always read that too cynically. That means the story goes away. And yet there are names being used, not only in Washington, but also in Jerusalem. I've talked to people talking to Jerusalem who are very upset, saying the information is not profoundly critical, but certainly will require review of the information to see whether it compromised other parts of the preparation for the counterforce. Andy, is this business as usual in Washington? You put a document into the Pentagon, and depending upon the political values of the people who touch it, it can be leaked, and the story just drifts away?
Well, let's hope the story doesn't drift away. I don't think this one will, because, you know, we have an active war. Israel is going to retaliate in some measure against the Iranians. So obviously the story is not going away. You're right that when they say the FBI is investigating, that is a way for things to kind of fall into a black hole, and then we don't hear about them for a while. I don't think that's going to happen with this one. The FBI obviously has to investigate it, but it's a story of gross irresponsibility by the Biden-Harris administration, because it's been widely reported for, I think, close to 2 years now, that the administration was infiltrated by a network of people who were working in something that was called the it was the Iranian Experts Initiative, IEI. And these were people who were knowingly trying to make that most of them were of Iranian descent, Americans of Iranian descent. And they were taking public positions advocating for Iranian policy preferences, including in connection with the nuclear program. The person who was the negotiator for Biden and Harris on the effort to renew the Obama-era nuclear deal has been under investigation by the FBI for possibly leaking classified information to the Iranians. And someone who worked with him in that regard, a woman by the name of Ariane Tabatabai, is not only still in the government, she's in one of the most highly sensitive positions in the national security part of the government at the Pentagon. So it's a very peculiar situation.
I put this down to the mysteries of Washington. One more detail. You have an article at the NRO about the Department of Justice bringing a case against Governor Youngkin of Virginia for enforcing a law signed by Governor Kaine of Virginia, who is now a senator from Virginia. I hope I've said all that correctly. Thaddeus, do you have a question about either of these mysteries of Washington?
Well, Andy, what's going on in Virginia? Is it related somehow to the election?
Yeah, it's very related to the election. What Virginia is doing is following its law that requires that only people who are eligible to vote be on the voting rolls. And they are removing people who have publicly acknowledged that they're not American citizens and not eligible voters, aliens. And what the Biden-Harris Department of Justice has done is sued them in federal court to try to get them to stop taking illegal aliens off the voting rolls on the grounds that we're now inside 90 days before an election, so it's problematic under federal law to purge people who are not eligible to vote.
So what we have then, the mysteries of Washington, is that there's a leaker who may not be found, despite the fact that it is critical to the existential war in Israel. And we have a law being enforced by the governor of Virginia, signed by the senator from Virginia, that now puts them at legal risk to the Department of Justice because they want to stop people who are not citizens from voting. That makes no sense, gentlemen, but it is Washington. Andrew McCarthy of National View Online. That is McCarter of American Greatness.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.